UNC Radio, hello.
You come here.
UNC Radio, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's calling, please?
Dave, this is your friend Bob Cutmore.
Bob, hi, happy new year to you, my friend.
Well, happy new year. It's not even new year here on the East Coast.
That's right. We wanted to start here around this time so that people on... Oh, can you turn down your radio? Can you turn down your... Because I'm getting feedback. Or are you at a party?
I'm at a party. I don't have a radio.
Oh, it's just people.
Are you doing a show?
Yeah, we're live on the air here at the radio station.
You're live in Colorado?
Yeah.
Wait, let me tell my friends here, these people are probably smoking pot.
They belong in Colorado. Let me explain.
I mean, what is that all about? We're just having a couple of drinks.
Oh,
you're smoking pot and you're not going to get arrested.
That's right. Well, you know what? If you have a couple of drinks and you get in a car tonight, everybody who's listening, then you should get arrested. So make sure you have a designated driver.
Yes, Miss Audrey's the designated driver, can't you tell?
Well, yeah, and by the way, let's explain so that everybody knows who we're talking to. This is Bob Cudmore. Bob is a friend now for at least, I think, a decade. We met at the...
A decade?
Yeah.
Yes, a decade.
Almost, because we met at...
The British call it a decade.
A decade?
I thought you meant in prison.
Yeah.
Well, that's because I'm very decadent. Sorry about that. So Bob and I met at the National Publicity Conference in New York. He has been a radio host on WVTL in Amsterdam, New York, since, how many years were you doing that, Bob?
I did that show 10 years. I was in radio 50 years, Dave, longer than you've been alive.
No, well, exactly as long as I've been alive, actually. I'm 50 years old, Bob, if you can believe it. Almost 51.
I can't believe it.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, bud. Do I look it?
And your lovely wife Joyce is there tonight, huh?
Yes, she is. She's on the radio with me. You, Bob Cudmore, you're popular. You get to be in a party. You get to be with cool people drinking. We have nothing.
Yes.
We live... This is my life. I get on the air, and I talk to people out there.
Ooh. Yeah, we're with our friends Bob and Aunt Marie.
Well, hello, Bob and Anne-Marie. So,
I don't think they can hear you. We don't have a speakerphone.
Oh, sorry about that.
Bob's looking at me.
Yes.
Bob's a real character. He was telling us he's had a very interesting life.
Uh-huh.
Unlike me. Yeah. And we're at a place called the Water's Edge Lighthouse on the Mohawk River in Glenville, New York.
Oh, very nice. It must be gorgeous.
Yeah. And we're listening to our friend, the lounge singer, Gaetano.
Gaetano, the lounge singer?
Ooh.
Wow.
Yes, Gaetano's been a lounge singer longer than you want to know.
Ask him if it's the real person or if it's an impersonator.
Is he a real person or a Gaetano impersonator?
No, he's a real guy. I don't know if you can hear him at all in the background.
No, unfortunately, no. I would love to have that musical background.
What song is he doing on? Yeah. Do you know?
Ask him to do Lady of Spain.
Oh, he's doing Mac the Knife.
Mac the Knife? Oh, yeah. Oh, is he doing a good job on it?
Yes, he is. He always does a good job.
Oh, good.
And this first time he's performed in a while, like a lot of us who are older, he's been sick, but they brought him back.
All right.
Eventually they'll bring the two of us back.
Well, let me ask you, Bob, how has your retirement been? It's been almost a month since you finally... gave up radio, you gave up that morning show on WVTL to do other things, to do your writing and other stuff. How have you been doing?
Well, I'm pretty close to a nervous breakdown.
Oh, no.
You don't know what to do with yourself in the mornings?
No, I know what to do with myself, but it's not legal out here.
Oh!
I'm doing okay. I'm still writing my column, and I do some other things, and I don't mean to dominate your airwaves because I know you have many people from Broadway and show business that want to talk with you.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, they're lining up tonight because Broadway people have nothing better to do than to call me on New Year's Eve. But
I noticed this, but it's ever since he got in trouble, I've started talking like Bill Cosby, and I don't know why.
Really?
Bill Cosby sometimes lectures people, and I'm sort of like that now.
Well, when you turn a certain age, and I'm almost at that age, I was even doing it a little bit with my students at the university this past semester. I would get on a jag and be very moral and lectury.
Don't remind me of students. I used to have students at the College of St. Rose, which, by the way,
yeah,
where Jimmy Fallon went to college.
Ooh.
Jimmy Fallon was at the College of St. Rose.
Yeah.
He never took a course from me.
But he was there while you were there.
He was there while I was there.
Cool.
I mean, every time I see him, I think, what an opportunity. Do you hear the applause for Gaetano? I think, what an opportunity I missed. Jimmy Fallon could be talking about me as this no good professor or something. But he has no knowledge of me. He has no clue.
Oh, man. Oh, well. Well, what can I say? You had enough fame. You don't need Jimmy Fallon talking to you or talking about you on national TV because you've been on radio for so many years in New York. So many people know your name.
It would have been much better if I was on with Jimmy Fallon.
Well, all right. Well,
and you would have me do a skit. I mean, it would have been great.
Well, write to him. Say, I went to your... Oh, he seems like a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah. You know.
I'm not particularly a nice guy, so I don't think he would talk to me. But look, Joyce and Dave and the rabbi, you have a happy new year.
And a most happy and healthy new year to you too, Bob. It is wonderful for you to call. Great to hear from you. What is, you have a website, right, for your book and your writings and your columns. What is your website?
BobCudmore.com.
Bob, CUDMORE, BobCudmore.com. And Joyce has one more question for you. Yeah.
Bob, what's your New Year's resolution? Do you make resolutions? Well,
what's your New Year's resolution, Bob?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear that.
What is your New Year's resolution, if you made any this year?
To buy bigger pants.
Bigger pants?
Yep.
Actually, you're not on the radio anymore. You shouldn't be sitting around as much. You should lose weight, not gain.
I know. That would be nice.
Well, all I wish is for you and the lovely Miss Audrey and all your friends and Gaetano to have a fabulous 2015. Thank you for calling in, man.
I think Gaetano's getting mad. He thinks you're making fun of him.
I am making
fun. Might be knocking at your door at 3 or 4 in the morning.
He has associates
all over the country.
Oh, he's connecting in that way, is he? All right.
Yeah,
well,
he's connected, yeah.
Well, I'm glad to be connected to you, Bob. Well, you know what I mean.
All right. Well,
thank you, Bob.
You must have something better to do.
Well, not really, but it's a joy to talk to you and to wish you a most happy new year. And thank you, man. Thank
happy
you so much.
Happy new year.
Thanks. Bye-bye now.
Bye.